This article is brought to you by the best-selling books they write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan. A four-step framework that turns honest feedback into collective momentum. In short, this article covers one structured framework, the GROW method, and shows you exactly how to apply its four components to turn team feedback into a concrete synergy improvement plan. Goal: define what better looks like for the team, not just the individual. Reality: assess honestly where the team stands right now. Options and way forward: build a practical plan the whole team can commit to. Definition: the GROW method is a four-part framework for receiving feedback and building a development plan, using goal, reality, options, and way forward. Applied inside a team, it transforms individual feedback conversations into a shared, structured path towards stronger collective performance. I've sat in too many team feedback sessions that started with good intentions and ended with nothing. Someone delivers honest observations about how the team is working together. Head nod. A few people take notes. Then the meeting ends, and by Thursday it is as if the conversation never happened. The feedback dissolves. The team reverts. The same friction shows up 2 weeks later. The GROW method is the antidote to that pattern. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce it as a framework for receiving feedback and turning it into a personal development plan. But over the years, I have watched it work just as powerfully at the team level. When a group applies GROW together, feedback stops being something that happens to individuals and starts being something the team uses to grow. In this article, you will learn how each of the four steps works, how to apply the full framework inside a team context, and how to use it to build a synergy improvement plan that actually sticks. If you want to understand how to give feedback before you receive it, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is the right place to start. Why structure matters more than you think for team performance. Most people believe that good teams communicate well because they trust each other. That is true, but it is only half the picture. Trust gives you the courage to be honest. Structure gives you a place to put the honesty once it arrives. Without structure, even the most well-meaning feedback session can unravel. Here is what I have seen happen, again and again, when teams try to process feedback without a framework. When someone delivers criticism without a clear next step, the team hears the problem, but has no idea what to do about it, and silence fills the gap. When the conversation turns personal rather than behavioural, people get defensive, the real issues stay buried, and the team's collective performance suffers for it. When feedback is vague, the team cannot act on it. We need to communicate better is not a plan. It is a wish. When there is no agreed goal, every team member walks away with a different interpretation of what success looks like, and nobody pulls in the same direction. When feedback is given, but never followed up, the team learns that honesty has no consequence, and the feedback culture dies quietly. The GROW method gives you the structure to avoid every one of these failures. Use it consistently, and it becomes the way your team responds to feedback as a matter of habit. The GROW method, a four-step framework for team synergy. The GROW method is a four-part framework I cover in depth in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. The original design focuses on an individual receiving feedback and building a personal improvement plan. What I want to show you here is how the same four steps work when applied collectively, turning team feedback into a shared plan that strengthens collaboration and builds genuine synergy. The four steps are goal, reality, options, and way forward. Step 1. Goal. Define what better looks like for the team. What it is. The goal step asks the team to name a clear, specific outcome they are working toward. It is not a vague aspiration. It is a defined picture of what better performance looks like in practice. What it is designed for. This step anchors the entire improvement plan. Without a shared goal, every subsequent conversation pulls in a different direction. Goal gives the team a common reference point. How it works. Number 1. Name the improvement area directly. Start by translating the feedback into a goal statement. Do not soften it or generalize it. If the feedback is that the team misses handoffs between departments, the goal is: we hand off project information completely and on time every time. Say it in plain language in the present tense, as if it is already true. Example: our goal is to run every meeting with a clear agenda distributed 24 hours in advance. Number 2. Make it measurable enough to track. A goal that cannot be measured cannot be achieved. Add a number, a frequency, or a deadline wherever you can. This is what separates a real goal from a good intention. Example, we will reduce repeated questions and project handoffs by agreeing on a standard briefing format within 2 weeks. Number 3. Connect it to the team's collective performance, not just one person's behavior. The best team goals describe how the group functions together, not what one individual needs to fix. This keeps the focus on synergy, not blame. Example, we want the team to feel confident speaking up in status meetings, not just the 3 most senior members. When to use it? Use the goal step immediately after feedback has been delivered, while the specifics are still fresh. It works best when the feedback was behavior-based and clear. If the feedback was vague, do the work of clarifying it before you set a goal, when not to use it. Do not set a goal in the middle of a heated exchange. If the team is still in reactive mode, emotionally charged and defending positions, the goal step will produce a defensive response, not a real plan. Give it a day if needed. A quick example in practice. A team receives feedback from a senior leader that their project updates are inconsistent and hard to follow. In the grow session, they name the goal. We produce a weekly update that any stakeholder can read in under 3 minutes and understand fully. They write it down, agree it is the right target, and move to the next step with something concrete to aim for. Eamon's take. A team without a shared goal is a team pulling in different directions. The goal step does not take long, but skipping it costs you everything that comes after. Step 2. Reality. Take an honest look at where the team stands. What it is. The reality step asks the team to assess their current situation honestly, without defensiveness. It is a clear-eyed look at what is actually happening right now, not what people wish was happening. What it is designed for. Reality is designed to close the gap between perception and truth. Teams often have a shared story about how they work together. Reality checks whether that story holds up. How it works. Number 1. Name what is actually happening, not what should be happening. This step requires honesty. If deadlines are slipping, say so. If one or two voices dominate every discussion, name it. The reality step is not the place for optimism. It is a place for accuracy. Example, the reality is that 3 of our last 4 project handoffs weren't complete, and 2 team members found out about key changes by accident. Number 2. Separate facts from interpretations. Stick to observable behavior. We missed the deadline is a fact. Nobody on the team cares about quality is an interpretation. The GROW method works on facts, and facts alone create the foundation for real change. Example, in the last month, only 2 of 5 team members spoke in our weekly sync. That is the reality we are working with. Number 3. Acknowledge what is working as well as what is not. An honest reality includes strengths. Knowing what the team does well prevents you from dismantling what is already working in the process of fixing what is not. Example, we are strong at meeting our individual deliverables, but our coordination between those deliverables is where we lose ground. When to use it? Use the reality step immediately after the goal is agreed. It works best when a team has a foundation of psychological safety, because honest self-assessment requires people to feel safe saying difficult things without fear of judgment. When not to use it? Do not rush this step to get to solutions. Teams that skip past reality and jump straight to options build plans that do not address the actual problem. Reality is uncomfortable, but it is the only foundation worth building on. A quick example in practice. The same team assessing their project updates looks at the last 6 weeks. They count 3 missed updates, 2 that were sent incomplete, and 1 that was accurate. They also note that the 2 team members who sit in the same office consistently coordinate better than those working remotely. That is the reality. It is specific, honest, and useful. Eamon's take. Here is the truth of it. Most teams know the reality better than they admit. The GROW method simply gives them a structure to say it out loud without shame. That is where the real work begins. Step 3. Options. Explore what the team could do differently. What it is. The options step is a deliberate exploration of the different paths the team could take to close the gap between reality and goal. It is not about picking the right answer immediately. It is about generating possibilities first. What it is designed for. Options is designed to prevent the team from defaulting to the first solution that comes to mind. When a team is uncomfortable, they reach for the nearest exit. This step slows that down and opens up better routes. How it works. Number 1. Generate options without judging them. List every realistic path the team could take. No filtering at this stage. Quantity first, Quality second. When people feel free to suggest without being shot down, better ideas surface. Example. Options include a weekly briefing template, a 15-minute daily check-in, a shared project dashboard, or assigning one person as the coordination lead. Number two. Evaluate each option against the goal and the reality. Now apply judgment. Which options are realistic given the team's current capacity? Which address the root cause identified in the reality step? Which are just treating symptoms? Example. A shared dashboard addresses the coordination gap for remote members directly. A daily check-in adds meeting time the team does not have. The template is low-cost and immediately applicable. Number 3. Involve every team member in generating options. The options step is where team synergy either builds or breaks. If one person dominates the generation of solutions, others disengage. Invite quieter voices explicitly. The person who says the least is sometimes the one who sees the problem most clearly. Example. Before we decide, I want to hear from everyone. What do you think we could try that we have not considered yet? When to use it? Use the option step once the team has agreed on the reality. It works best in a structured conversation, not a free-for-all. Give it time. 15 minutes of genuine options exploration is worth more than an hour of debating a single solution. When not to use it? Do not use this step if the team has not agreed on the reality yet. Options built on a contested reality will be contested too. Get the ground settled first. A quick example in practice. The team generating options for their project update problem lists 4 possibilities. They discuss each one for 5 minutes. 2 are immediately discarded as too time intensive. 1, a shared briefing template, is agreed as the strongest option. The conversation is structured, everyone contributes, and the team leaves the option step with a clear favourite and a backup. Eamon's take. I have sat through too many team meetings where one strong personality picked the solution before anyone else had a chance to think. Options is the step that prevents that. Use it with discipline. Step 4. Way forward. Commit to a concrete plan. What it is. The way forward step turns the chosen option into a specific, time-bound plan that the team commits to together. It is the moment where conversation becomes action. What it is designed for. Way forward is designed to close the loop between intention and follow-through. It answers the question who does what, by when, and how will we know it is working. How it works. Number 1. Name the specific actions, not just the general direction. Vague commitments produce vague results. We will communicate better is not a way forward. We will use the briefing template for every project update starting Monday, and Sarah will send the first one is a way forward. Example. Our plan is to create the briefing template by Wednesday, pilot it on Thursday's update, and review it together the following Monday. Number 2. Assign ownership for each action. Every action needs a name attached to it. Shared ownership without individual accountability is no ownership at all. The team agrees on the plan, but specific people carry specific pieces. Example. Marcus will draft the template. Lynn will send the first update using it. We will all review it together on Monday before it becomes standard practice. Number 3. Set a date to review progress. The way forward is not a one-time commitment. It is the beginning of a feedback loop. Schedule a short check-in to assess whether the plan is working and what needs to adjust. Example. In 2 weeks we will look at the last 4 updates and ask, are they clearer? Is everyone using the template? What still needs fixing? When to use it? Use the way forward step to close every grow session. It is non-negotiable. A grow conversation without a way forward is just a good discussion that fades by Friday. When not to use it? Do not rush way forward if the team has not genuinely agreed on the option. A plan built on uncertain consensus collapses at the first obstacle. Make sure the team is committed, not just compliant. A quick example in practice. Using the script from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time as a guide, here, is how a team member might close a grow session after receiving performance feedback. Based on what we have discussed, our goal for the next 4 weeks is to improve our handoff process. The reality is that we have missed 3 of the last 4. Our plan is to use the new briefing template, with Marcus leading the first 2. We will review it together in 2 weeks. Does that work for everyone? That sentence closes the loop. It commits the team. It names the next milestone. It invites agreement rather than assuming it. Eamon's take. The way forward is where the grow method earns its keep. Without it, you have a framework that helps people understand a problem, believes it exactly where they found it. Commit to the plan, put names and dates on it, and follow through. How to choose the right step to emphasize in your situation. Knowing the framework is only half the work. Knowing where your team most needs to focus is the other half. Situation step to emphasize. Team received feedback, but cannot agree on what to fix goal. Team disagrees about how serious the problem is reality. Team knows the problem, but feels stuck on solutions options. Team agrees on a plan, but never follows through way forward. Feedback was vague, and the team feels confused goal and reality together. A performance review highlighted multiple gaps, all four steps in sequence. One team member is resistant to feedback reality, with a focus on observable facts. When more than one step feels relevant, start at the beginning. Work through goal first. The clarity you build there makes every step after it easier. In situations where the team is highly resistant, how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy addresses the conditions you need to create before the framework will take hold. When in doubt, start with goal. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using the GROW method with your team. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite once and consider complete. Skipping the reality step because it feels uncomfortable. Teams that jump from goal straight to options build plans on wishful thinking. The discomfort of reality is precisely where the growth lies. Stay in it long enough to be honest. Setting a goal that belongs to one person, not the team. The GROW method builds team synergy when the goal is collective. If the goal is about one person's behavior, use the SBI method instead. GROW works best when the team owns the outcome together, generating options and then choosing the first one by default. The option step requires genuine exploration. If the team agrees on the first idea raised, it usually means one strong voice dominated the room. Push for at least three distinct options before evaluating any of them. Creating a way forward without names and dates on each action. A plan without ownership is a plan that belongs to no one. Every action in the way forward needs a person attached to it and a deadline beside it. Running the GROW session once and never returning to it. The framework is not a one-off exercise. Set a review date. Come back to the way forward. Check whether the plan is working. Peer-to-peer feedback conversations between those check-ins keep the momentum alive. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to start using the GROW method with your team today. Do not try to master all four steps at once. Start with one and build from there. Number one, start with the next piece of feedback your team receives. Do not wait for a formal performance review. The next time someone shares an observation about how the team is working, treat it as a GROW opportunity. Name a goal. That single step is enough to change how the conversation ends. Number two, run a short structured session, not an open-ended discussion. Block 30 minutes. Tell the team you are going to work through the four steps. Write each step on a shared screen or a piece of paper. Keep the conversation anchored to the framework. This prevents the session from drifting into complaint or defensiveness. Number three, assign a facilitator for the first few sessions. One person should guide the team through each step, keep the conversation on track, and make sure every voice is heard in the options step. Rotate that role over time. When every team member has facilitated, the framework becomes part of how the team thinks, not just something one person manages. Number four, follow up on the way forward before the next feedback conversation arrives. This is the step most teams skip. Before the next issue lands, check in on the last plan. What worked? What did not? How conflict surfaces and gets handled in real team settings often depends on whether the team built this habit of follow through. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The GROW method gives your team a structured path from receiving feedback to taking concrete action without letting the conversation evaporate. The four steps, goal, reality, options, and way forward, work best when applied in sequence and when every team member contributes to each one. The reality step is the most important and the most skipped. Honest self-assessment is the foundation everything else is built on. Vague goals and unnamed ownership are the two most common reasons team improvement plans fail. The GROW method solves both when you use it with discipline. The way forward step is not the end of the process. It is the beginning of a feedback loop that keeps the team improving over time. For the full framework and the scripts that accompany it, you will find everything in Say It Right Every Time, including word-for-word examples of how to close a GROW conversation in a performance review setting. If you want to build the conditions that make this kind of feedback possible in the first place, read What is Psychological Safety and How It Drives Team Synergy. And if you want to give better feedback before your team is asked to receive it, How to Give Feedback That Strengthens Team Synergy Instead of Breaking It is Where to Go Next. The GROW method does not guarantee easy conversations. It guarantees that the hard ones leave something useful behind. Frequently asked questions. What is the GROW method? The GROW method is a four-part framework for receiving feedback and turning it into a personal or team development plan. The four steps are goal, reality options, and way forward. It gives structure to conversations that might otherwise stay vague or end without a concrete plan of action. How does the GROW method improve team synergy? The GROW method improves team synergy by giving every member a shared structure for responding to feedback. Instead of reacting defensively or letting criticism fade, the team uses the framework to set goals, assess reality honestly, explore options together, and commit to a unified plan of action. When should a team use the GROW method after receiving feedback? Use the GROW method as soon as possible after a feedback conversation, while the details are still clear. It works best when the feedback is specific and behavior-based. Applying it within 24 to 48 hours gives the team the best foundation for building a realistic, focused improvement plan. Can the GROW method be used in a group setting with the whole team? Yes, the GROW method works in group settings when a team needs to process collective feedback together. Each step can be discussed openly. What is our shared goal? What is our honest reality? What options do we have? And what is our agreed way forward as a team? What is the difference between the GROW method and the SBI method? The SBI method is a tool for giving feedback clearly, using situation, behavior, and impact. The GROW method is a tool for receiving feedback and building a response plan. They work in sequence. SBI delivers the message. GROW turns it into action for the team. What makes feedback conversations more effective for building team synergy? Feedback conversations build team synergy when they are specific, timely, and followed by a structured plan. Vague feedback produces vague results. The GROW method gives teams a clear process to move from hearing feedback to acting on it in a way that strengthens the whole group's performance. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.